Hello. I will do two brief talks this week. The first, this one, on identity, privacy, and disclosure in online spaces. And the second on social citation and curation tools. This week, we're going to analyze our own attitudes towards identity, privacy, and disclosure in respect to teaching online, and identify challenges and contested issues related to adopting social media for teaching. The social layer on the web, as distinct from the information layer, is becoming increasingly important. But what does this mean for professional practice? We have offered three readings which address questions of identity practice online. Prensky's famous and often criticized Digital Natives, Digital Immigrants. Dave White's Residents and Visitors, which attempts to get away from an implied absolutism in Prensky's model. Much like the learning styles debate, sometimes we are one thing and sometimes another. It depends on the context and whether or not we've had our coffee in the morning. In the third, Dana Boyd makes it a little more provocative with her voyeur-flâneur model. She balances the implied value hierarchies around online proficiency, which underlie Prensky's and White's model, and hints at darker sides to all these metaphorical taxonomies of online behavior. Dave Cormier speaks of workers, soldiers, and nomads. Hint, Cormier thinks nomads are cool. Patsy Clark mentions colonizers, missionaries, and pathfinders. But what these all are is metaphors for modes of engagement with implied ethical underpinnings. There is an ethos to our engagement. So, how do we engage with these metaphors for modes of engagement from our own worldview? And more importantly, how do we use these metaphors to help shape ours and our students' learning and teaching? We have phrased the question, do you follow or friend your students? But it's not as simple as that. How are you, as a teacher, representing yourself and your practice to those who are, for a brief period, your students? What tools are you using to do this? And what do the tools say or show and tell about you beyond the words you put into them? And what new tools might you use? Please take this discussion to the Week 1 forum in the VLE.